Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
TikTok, 7 o'clock hour of sports talk, waiting on the second round of the NBA draft to begin. Me and Charlie were saying it was long enough yesterday, and for some reason we are at 7:12 p.m. now, and they're still yapping away on ESPN instead of getting on the clock right now with the Minnesota T-Wolves.
I don't understand it. They said it was supposed to start at 7 o'clock, and it's the same thing with NBA games, too, to be
fair. Right.
Like, yeah. They never start on time. That's a major criticism for the NBA.
But see, like 7:30, it's like more like 7:45.
And we've been sitting here for 13 minutes, and we still haven't even had the deputy commissioner come out and say, hey, Minnesota, you're on the clock. Or it's not even going to be Minnesota because it was a traded pick, so it's stupidity. But, yeah, I mean, we've been just looking at Brian Windhorst and Jay Billis and Bob Myers. Just kind of sitting here yapping for 15 minutes about day one and stuff like that. But
yeah, and I looked and I thought it was 2 minutes for each pick, but it's actually 4 minutes each team has to make a pick.
That's what we were told, was it was going to be 2 minutes per pick. But
I think it changed this year.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to last another 3.5 hours for the second round of the draft.
This is maybe an attempt for the NBA to stretch things out too. I don't know.
I get it. Last night was already really stretched out, and that was the first round. This is the second round. Like we had said before,
pick up the pace, people.
Second round of the NBA draft is like the sixth and seventh rounds of the NFL draft. Yes, you can find some quote unquote diamonds in the rough. Maybe six and seven is a little bit too harsh. I would say more like day three of the NFL draft is like what day two of the NBA draft is. That's just kind of how it is every single season. So I don't know why they're taking so long to get this underway. And then 4 minutes per pick, Steve, it's going to last, you know, forever.
Another 3 hours.
Ugh.
Looking at it, you mentioned, I said T-Wolves on the clock, but that pick's not going to stick with them.
Yes, because Phoenix was trading up. That's what it was. So Minnesota had the pick, but that was earlier on. Shams Charania had reported that Phoenix was trading up to pick 31, and they're targeting Rashear Fleming, the power forward out of St. Joe's. So we even know what the pick is going to be. They just got to get on the clock first and foremost. So just kind of waiting on that. Let me double check and make sure. But yeah, I think that it was there's been a couple trades that were made pre-day two of the draft, and we're just kind of keeping up to date with that. Because a lot of the times with the second day, there's a bunch of trades that are made. So Shams Charania said the Minnesota Timberwolves are trading the first pick in tonight's NBA draft, second round, number 31, to the Phoenix Suns for number 36 and two future second round picks. So the Suns now have picks 31 and 41, and they sent out picks 36, 52, and 59. Alongside two future second-round picks as well, because they had already made another trade with Golden State tonight too. So the Suns, via Shams Charania, eyeing St. Joseph's big man Rashear Fleming at number 31. This was an hour ago. So, you know, you can kind of imagine what they're going to be doing here. I know that Gary Parrish from CBS Sports, when they were doing kind of the recap of last night and kind of the preview of this morning over on CBS Sports with Adam Finkelstein and him, that they were saying, and Avery Johnson was involved as well, that the best guy on the board for Gary Parrish was this big man from St. Joe's, Rashear Fleming. So, you know, whenever they get onto the clock, which it seems like it's going to happen any second here now, it seems like Rashear Fleming is going to be the first pick of the second round of the 2025 NBA draft.
We got a bunch of audio to get into this hour as well from last night, the round one of the NBA draft, the Pelicans' seventh overall selection in Jeremiah Fears, and then they traded up to pick number 13 to land Derek Queen. We'll hear from both of them, as well as right now we're going to get into Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Joe Dumars. Here's his opening statement after the Pels made those two selections in round one of the NBA draft last evening.
Really feel good about the night. Actually, we really feel good about the last 48 hours, to tell you the truth. Look, one of the things you want to do is when you're building out a team is whenever you have these tentpole moments, draft, free agency, trade deadline, it's an opportunity for you to make a statement about who you are as a team, what you're going to be, really to define yourself. And so with the last 48 hours, we're really just trying to define who we are and the type of players we want to bring in. These two young guys tonight, it's crazy because we felt like we were going to have to choose between these two guys the entire night. And so to end up getting both of them was just really exciting for us. We thought there was a chance that we could end up getting both of them, but you know, you never can tell with so many teams moving around. So very happy tonight, very happy to have these two young men, and we think that they're going to be great additions to the Pelicans. So
both picks for this Pel squad, I feel like, have caused a big stir around the fan base and around the NBA. The big one, though, that move up from pick 23 to number 13 in order to select Derek Queen. Dumars on giving up the unprotected first-round pick in next year's draft to Atlanta in order to land Queen in New Orleans.
When you have a chance to get two lottery picks in one draft, you're accounting for the following year, really, when you get two in one draft. And so that's the first thing you calculate. And then secondly, look, these deals, after we drafted seven, we started from nine and went all the way until we got a deal. And you don't pull the trigger on the asset next year until you get that deal. Otherwise, you keep it. But here's what I've said to the staff. When you identify a player that you think this can be one of the foundations here, you go and get him. And that's what we did. I mean, like, we targeted Queen. We thought he could be a heck of an addition here. And we were really aggressive about going and getting him in this draft.
Charlie, I think you brought it up, and Dumars mentioned there they've been trying to get back into the draft at pick number nine and kept trying and trying. And you got to wonder, was word spreading throughout the NBA that the Pels are desperate to get back into this draft?
I'd be really fascinated, Steve, to see what the Pelicans board looked like. I know that they were interested in Ace Bailey. Obviously, Cooper Flagg was like a different guy. He's right. Number one on every draft board in the universe. Dylan Harper was most likely number two on most draft boards, right? The combo guard, kind of more point guard out of Rutgers. And then I imagine for the Pelicans, they probably had Ace Bailey number three. But then I don't know what the rest of their board looked like. You have to imagine if they were saying that they thought they were going to have to decide between Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen, probably like 6 and 7 on their board this year.
Right neck and neck, I agree.
Right next to each other. And that they didn't think that they were going to be able to land both of them. So the fact that you're able to jump up from, you know, pick 23 to 13, obviously, as he mentioned, you had to get aggressive in order to do so. But there's no universe where on their board, Derek Queen was the 13th best player in this draft. I would argue that it was probably closer to fifth. So they targeted their guy. I mean, you just heard Joe say it there, that he views Derek Queen as a quote-unquote foundational piece of this Pelicans roster.
Right.
That is very, very high praise for an incoming rookie.
Even more, Dumars gets into what was so enticing about this 6'10", 245 big that they drafted.
Obviously, I like tough guys. I like that aggressive tough guy. But you got to have an IQ. You can't just be tough and nothing else. And I put his IQ in the game up against anybody in this draft. Like, this is a super, super high IQ guy. Finds people, has the mentality of a guard, will push it up. He's just got unique skills for a 6'10 kid, and that really appealed to me, to have someone on the court like that. Look, you call those guys connectors. They can connect everybody on the court with the way they play. Super unselfish. You win with guys like that.
That was the Pels 13th overall selection that they made there with Derek Queen. What was so enticing and what attracted the Pel organization to what Jeremiah Fears brings to them, which they took at pick number 7.
Yeah, first of all, I love the confidence that he has. I spent time with him in Chicago at the pre-draft camp. I spent time with him here a week or so ago when he came in town. Super competent, confident, but not arrogant, not cocky. And look, you need some of that to be good in this league. Like, you got to think, yeah, I'm him. You know what I mean? And so he does. And I like that about him, but I like his skill set. Just the ability to get anywhere on the court like that is a unique ability. And one of the things I say to the staff all the time is, like, guys, if you're going to be a really, really good team, you have to have guys who can compromise the other team's defense. You have to have guys who can compromise. If you look at any of the good teams, Shea, Halliburton, all these guys, and they have multiple guys that can compromise your defense. And so that's what Jordan Poole can do. That's what Zion can do. Now that's what Fears can do. That's what Queen can do. These guys can compromise the defense. And when you do that, you got a chance. You got a real chance.
We'll see if Fears can be that creator for this Pelicans offense. But, man, I feel like he's another one of those polarizing figures in this year's draft, Charlie.
I think he's more polarizing because the defensive side of the floor is not elite for him, and that's because he's undersized. He's 6'2.5", as we've mentioned multiple times throughout the show. But as far as, you know, the number that stands out to me about attacking defense that Joe was kind of mentioning there, the amount of free throws that he took as a freshman at Oklahoma. He was second in the SEC in free throw attempts, at free throw makes and attempts. He took like over 200 this past season, and he made like 180. I think 183 is the exact number, which in a, you know, 35 game college season, he's drawing fouls, he's putting pressure on the defense, forcing defenders to foul him. It's definitely part of his game, and so it's an interesting aspect of it. Steve, as we kind of mentioned earlier, the first pick of the second round has come through. It is, in fact, Rashear Fleming.
We're off and running, finally.
Yes, the wing from St. Joe's. CBS Sports has this pro comparison to someone like Taylor Hendricks. It was someone that, you know, Gary Parrish had mentioned earlier on is a very competent wing that, you know, could be NBA-ready from St. Joe's. And, you know, we'll see what type of career he ends up having. Because that pick, as you had mentioned earlier, with the trade that was proposed, he's going to be going to Phoenix, correct?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Looking more at Jeremiah Fears, also with the addition in that trade of forgetting Jordan Poole, what are the Pels looking for from that point guard position?
For me, it's people who can attack. So, you know, as you know, if you're playing against Denver, it's Jokic that's attacking you and compromising your defense. If you play against Luka, whoever, right? So I just wanted guys who can attack the other team. You can't have – it's hard to win when you just got one guy that can compromise the other team's defense. You have to have if you look around the league now, you better have multiple guys that can attack, and you're not looking for one guy to do that night after night after night. You don't do that. You don't. That's a hard way to live. And so for me, it wasn't necessarily the point guards. It just happened to be those positions. It could have been the small forwards, and if they are the type that can attack, you would have seen two of them coming here now.
My guys that could attack.
Fears could absolutely do that. That is the strength of his game, in fact. And, you know, it was actually fun. Will Guillory, our friend from the Athletic, had posted his highlights in a game against Michigan. Just like, go look at this kid, Cook. And Cook, a good Michigan team. A Michigan team that made it to the Sweet 16 this past year. And he goes off for like 30 points. And he hits the clutch gene was also something that Joe hasn't brought up just yet. That was part of his scouting report. And multiple different times in college, he's the one that's taking and making the big shot, even though the shooting percentage from specifically three-point range wasn't necessarily impressive. Steve, before we continue, we have an update from Shams Charania. This does not include the Pelicans, but you're going to expect to see a lot of this tonight as far as trading picks in the second round. Boston is trading the number 32 pick, which is currently in right now, to the Orlando Magic for picks 46, 57, and a 2026 second rounder and a 2027 second rounder via ESPN Shams Charania here. So we'll see what ends up happening, Orlando is targeting with the 32nd overall pick, because that's a pretty big haul of second rounders just to move up a couple spots.
The process with this, I just don't understand why it's not like the NFL where a trade happens and you see that instantly, you know, shift. And we mentioned this last hour, the fact that, you know, you got kids getting drafted by teams and wearing that team's hat instead of the one they're going to.
It makes no sense. It's stupid. It's something the NBA has to fix. And
why would they do that?
I don't know. I really don't. It's dumb. I agree with you 1,000%.
Looking at more of our Joe Dumars audio, He was asked how the players from the trade they made, as well as the guys they got drafted, are going to change this team's culture.
So I can tell you this. So we make the deal. When did we make the trade? Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. So I'm on the phone with Jordan Poole first. I'm on the phone with Sadiq first and with Poole second. And as I'm talking to him, they were like, man, Jody, thank you, man, for bringing me to New Orleans, man. I appreciate it. I won't let you down. Here's the thing. Those are the best trade calls you can get. Worst thing you can do is trade for somebody and then have to try to convince them that they want to be here. Before I could even say it, those guys, both of them, I'm telling you, man, both of them were like, man, I so appreciate you bringing me, man. You won't regret it. Poole said on the phone, as I was talking to him, he said, listen, whatever you guys ask me to do, I'm going to do. Like, I'm not coming there, whatever it takes to win, I'm going to do. So those are the best calls you can get. So when you talk about culture building, those are the type of guys you want in your building that's coming in and saying, whatever you need me to do, man, I'm there. And so it was a great call from two guys who played in this league already. And then the young guys, they were both just super excited tonight. Two young kids, you know, on the phone. I FaceTimed with both of them. They were super excited, man. Just super happy to come. Look, last week when Fears was here, both and Queen was here a few days before, I was out to dinner with Queen the first time and Fears the second time, and both of them were like, man, please bring me here. Please draft me, man. Like, both of them were like, and so that's what I'm saying. I'm going to the draft tonight. I'm like, man, which one of these guys? What am I going to do? And so you start talking about culture and environment. The first thing is you got to have guys who want to be in the building. And so that's what we have now with these four guys.
Joe Dumars there talking about those players that they traded for and also drafted being, you know, those difference makers on what he wants to see this team become. And we've heard the term aggressive a lot from Joe Dumars early on, and obviously the way that the front office has been attacking the offseason right now.
That and culture, building a culture from the ground up with this new Pelicans regime. And we'll see exactly what happens there. But the fact that he's getting guys that want to be here, Pelican fans should be very, very happy to hear that. Steve, another update here. As I had mentioned, Orlando traded to the number 32 overall pick, and they took who, you know, Adam Finkelstein had kind of reported was his best player available, Noah Penda, the wing from France. So I saw the comp for him was like Nick Batum. And if he can just kind of have a consistent shot at the NBA level, he might have a very, very long career. I know Batum's been in the NBA for over a decade and a half at this point. So maybe that's a high-end comp, but I guess they're both French too, so it kind of works out.
We'll see if the Charlotte Hornets, who are now on the clock,
back-to-back picks.
Yeah, they end up keeping those.
Yeah.
Or they end up getting a trade done here.
They're definitely phoning some calls, I can imagine.
Just complaining even more about how the NBA draft does things. We just saw Noah Penda going up to the the podium over there, and he's wearing a Boston Celtics hat.
Stupid.
Not a fan.
It's just it is a rule that the NBA needs to change. That's all you can really say about it.
Looking at the Pelicans roster going into the draft, the center position was definitely something that we had talked about, Charlie, the fact that you only had Yves Missy and Carlo Mackovic on this roster. Joe Dumars echoed that importance of having those centers and stressing the need to have multiple big men.
We talked about that a lot, man, about him and Missy and Carlo, and, you know, it's imperative now that you have to have bigs. And I'm not even sure we're done adding bigs because, you know, you need big bodies now. You look at any of these teams right now, they're running two bigs out there. And if you can't match up, you're in trouble. And so, you know, we want to make sure that that's a strong, strong, strong suit for us as well.
This Pelicans roster looks pretty darn young. There's not those, you know, solid veterans on this squad. Really, the oldest player right now, I think
it's DeJounte, isn't it?
It would be DeJounte, and he's on the shelf right now dealing with an injury. You got rid of CJ McCollum.
Right, and Kelly Olynyk, who are both about 30. And that was the report that I had read, that the Pelicans now have all the players on their roster are younger than 28 years old. So I think DeJounte might be the oldest, but I'll have to double-check that.
Yeah, I'm taking a gander here right now, and Bruce Brown, also 28 years old.
Yeah, but he's a free agent.
Right.
And an unrestricted free agent at that. I would be kind of surprised.
Elfrid Payton is 31 years old.
Oh, there you go. If he's going to be on the team this upcoming season, we'll have to see. So the pick is in for the Charlotte Hornets at pick 33. We'll keep playing with this Joe Dumars audio. I'll be interesting to see. It imagines, or I guess you would kind of project, if anybody's going to take a big man ahead of the Pelicans, this is one of the first teams that will do it, 33 and 34.
Right.
So as I kind of mentioned, I'm targeting Ryan Kalkbrenner for the Pelicans at pick 40 if he possibly falls that far. But I am a little bit worried about Charlotte with one of these two selections scooping him up.
Yeah, those back-to-back picks are always nice, like having a NFL fantasy draft.
Exactly.
Kind of dictating things early on. Oh, we were talking about veterans and how young this roster is for the Pels. Well, Dumars was asked, is he going to be looking to add a veteran or two after the draft?
We just need to keep adding high-character guys. You know, some bad veterans, too, now. So, you know what I mean? So, and some great young guys. And so, you just, for me, that character is going to supersede everything else. And look, you know, people misconstrue what character is. Character to me is the unselfish guy who's great teammates. I played with some characters, man. But they were great teammates, and they was all about winning. And people look at, you know, the Wild stuff and go, what kind of guy? No, incredible teammates, super, super dedicated to winning. That's what I'm looking for more than if he's an older guy, younger guy. You know, you can bring the wrong guy in your locker room who's 30 plus, you know, and you got a problem.
You mentioned one of the veterans that are on this team, DeJounte Murray, really the oldest guy, starter on this roster for sure, 28 years old. He was recently on a podcast and it said some, I guess you would say, discouraging things about the organization in his year one with the squad, ranging from everything with problems with the training staff, not being able to get the proper lift time in, hard for him to get court time. Just seemed a really lot of questionable things that were concerning with this organization. Maybe some things that even led to David Griffin being let go. I don't know there, but Joe Dumars talked about him sitting down with Murray and wanted to clear the air with him on the thing said on the podcast.
He and I had a really good conversation. We talked the next day, next morning, about that, and I talked to him about it and tell me what's happening, and we had a good long talk about it. Okay, won't be a problem this year coming up, DeJounte. We had a really good conversation about it. And, you know, sometimes when stuff like this happens, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to get better as an organization. And I call the medical staff in, say, let's talk about DeJounte's interview and what part of this can we get better at. You know, so when stuff like that happens, I've been in the league long enough to know, like, you don't bury your head. You tack it head on, like, okay, hey, DeJounte, talk to me. What's happening? Medical staff, talk to me. What's going on? Why is he saying this? What's, you know what I mean? I mean, you just deal with it head on. Like, you don't duck it. You don't run from it.
Yeah, unfortunately for DeJounte Murray, he called it probably the worst year in his professional career that he had in New Orleans. There was a situation. He broke his hand. His mom's recovering from a stroke. His cousin was killed. His uncle overdosed. And then you deal with this, the problems within the organization you're having. Definitely really frustrating for him. And I guess letting it out on the podcast helped him vent it to the team as well. And Joe Dumars, like he said, just attacking it head on with him.
And then he suffered a season-ending Achilles injury in January to kind of cap it all off. It's just, it was one thing after the next for DeJounte in his first year in New Orleans. It's, you know, we're hoping for the best in his recovery and him getting back on the court because he's obviously going to be a key piece of the future of this team.
Yeah, and someone that when you hear speak, you want to follow. We were all excited when Murray joined the Pelicans and you got to hear his initial press conference and what he had to say. Definitely, like you said, hoping the best for DeJounte Murray going forward with his team because, yeah, that was the biggest question for me, too, going into this season with knowing Murray's injury and how long he will be out, potentially even the whole season. But what is this team going to do at point guard? Well, they've made some strides there between the trade and now in the draft. But Joe Dumars' final question here was asked, what does he want this perception of this Pelicans team to be that he's shaping?
Aggressive team. We're going to be aggressive in this front office. We're going to be aggressive. We want our players to be aggressive. We want our approach to be aggressive. We want to show up. Like, we're going to show up for the run. And so, you know, we have 82 runs. And so we're going to show up for the run. And so we don't have to be loud. We don't have to bang our chest or anything like that. But, you know, we intend to be there.
Yeah, and I think that's something that, too, last year we saw there were some times where it seemed like the team was just not present. And I mean, to be fair, who knows who was playing on the floor that night as well, because of all the injuries you dealt with, it almost felt like, and it, a lot of times it was, to be honest, a G League roster that was taking the court on an NBA night.
Exactly. I mean, the avalanche of injuries early on in the season was exactly what you saw there. And the first couple months of the season, and then especially kind of late in the year when you're already out of it. Jeff Nowak has said this multiple times, that the Pelicans were boring last year. And that's the last thing that Dumars wants them to be. He's making all these crazy moves.
It was almost punishment. We had to watch him.
He wants it to be a team that people are talking about, the team that people are excited for, getting fired up in New Orleans and the Gulf South for the Pelicans. And, you know, we'll just have to see if these moves work out. As we're into break, Steve, Charlotte has used the first of their 2 second-round picks. We'll see if they keep pick 34. They drafted Zion James, the forward from Duke. So the fourth Duke player taken in the first since the three went in the top 10. But the Duke forward, Zion James, going to the Charlotte Hornets, the first three picks of the second rounder in. You know, the Pelicans own pick 40. We'll see if we can get that before we're off air at 8 o'clock. But because ESPN waited 15 minutes to start this second round just yapping, and they have an extended time between picks, we'll just kind of have to see.
We'll take our break here on Sports Talk. Be back with more as we get into some more of our sound. Jeremiah Fears, Derek Queen, coming up next right here on Sports Talk. Stay tuned on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been keeping an eye on the second round of the NBA draft and going to the Hornets with their second pick in round two. Charlie, was a guy you had your eye on, a center from Creighton, Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Yeah, you know, a seven-footer that it was a little bit older as a prospect, 23 years old. He's going to be a backup. He doesn't have the highest ceiling in the world. But he
could have came in and give you feel like solid minutes right away.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
And that's exactly kind of what you're looking for some of these second-round picks. And you know, for Charlotte, you kind of figured that they were going to target a big because they traded Mark Williams the other night or last night, during the first round of the draft. So they go out and get the NBA-ready big with Ryan Kalkbrenner, who's a good shot blocker, also can kind of space the floor with a good shot as well. So congratulations to them. And now Philadelphia is on the clock with the 35th overall pick.
You mentioned that they're pick number 35. We are waiting for pick 40. That's when the Pelicans have their second-round selection. On the first round last night, though, landed Jeremiah Fears with their seventh pick in round one. Combo of size, speed, Pace shot making and shot creation gives him significant long-term upside here. Looking at a scouting report, he can also get anywhere on the floor to create for his teammates, finish skillfully, and draw fouls. Here's what Jeremiah Fears had to say on the Zoom call with the media after getting selected by the Pels.
Jeremiah, what was tonight like for you just hearing your name called?
Man, it was super dope. It was definitely one of those things that you will never forget, something that you dream about for a long time and finally made it go. It was something I'll write down and something that will play in the back of my mind forever.
What do you feel like you can bring to this team?
I would say definitely my star power, my leadership, and wins to the wins column.
Jeremiah, how much did you get to know the Pels people during the pre-draft process, and how familiar are the new guys they have in the front office?
Man, a lot. It was super dope. They just continued to reach out and show that they were very interested in me. When I went down there to work, I kind of asked them, like, what if I was to come here, what could potentially be the plan and how could they go about things of that nature. So, I mean, it was super dope. Sound like they got great guys and they trying to take a step in the right direction.
What area would you like to improve? What areas would you like to improve on?
I would say definitely just continue to build my body and just continue to be a more defensive guy as well.
What are your thoughts about playing with Zion?
Man, it's going to be super dope. It's definitely going to be a show. I know Zion brings a lot to the table, and he's going to take off some of the pressure on me, and it's going to be super exciting to watch this year.
Jeremiah, are you familiar with any of the Pelicans players currently on the roster?
Yes, I'm familiar with a few. Zion, we just got Jordan Poole as well. We got Antonio Reeves, Keon Brooks. It's a lot of guys. So it's going to be a great season, a lot of tools, and just continue to plan on sharpening our tools.
Do you have any personal previous relationships with any of the guys? Have you talked to anybody yet?
I don't, but I'm pretty sure once I check my phone, there's going to be a couple text messages and calls. And
what was your pre-draft process like with Willie Green? Did y'all talk about, what were the extent of that conversation? And yeah.
Man, it was great. One thing I kind of learned from him was he's a player coach. So he'll he'll tell you what you need to do, he'll tell you what you need to work on. He'll also take feedback from you and ask you kind of what you see as well. So that's super dope. You don't see that too often, especially at the higher level. You don't see that too often. So that was super dope. And that was one thing I took with me.
What will be your message to the fans in New Orleans?
Man, you guys are going to be getting a dog. I would advise you guys to come to the game. It's definitely going to be a show. And we're going to go out there and play super hard.
Ending that with super hard instead of super dope. I can already hear the presses, the t-shirt presses going, getting a shirt ready for Jeremiah Fears. Super dope.
It's a super dope kid, though, so it's exciting to hear from him. And, talking the crazy pull, Antonio Reeves is the third player that he mentioned. Keon Brooks as well.
Yeah, right.
You're expecting, Herb Jones and Trey Murphy, Eve Meesey, any of these guys. And pulls out the Antonio Reeves clip. someone was watching the Pelicans late last season.
We're going to take a break right now. When we get back, we'll hear from the Pelicans' other first-round pick in Derrick Queen, so stay tuned right here on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk. You just heard from the Pelicans' 7th overall selection last night in Jeremiah Fears. Now we're going to hand things over to Derek Queen, who was the Pel's 13th selection. They traded up from pick number 23 with the Atlanta Hawks to get him. And kudos to the Maryland center. Hugh already updated his LinkedIn profile. It says, I'm happy to share that I'm starting a new position as a professional basketball player at the New Orleans Pelicans. Can't wait to touch down in New Orleans and meet the fans. Here's more from Derek Queen on the Zoom call with the media last night.
So Derek, how much were you able to communicate with the Pelicans during the pre-draft process, and what are your thoughts about joining the team?
Feel like I probably talked to them the most. I'm pretty close with Troy Weaver's son, so... I used to call him and just make jokes with him about me going to the Pelicans, but I'm excited to finally be a Pelican.
What can you bring to this team? You bring to this team, you feel like?
I can bring one in. I feel like I want everywhere. I can fit in wherever, be a facilitator, score, defensive player, whatever. I just want to help the team win and have a long career in New Orleans.
What do you think of this team's roster, including Zion? And then also, what do you think of the Pelicans selecting Jeremiah Fears?
I feel like Joe Dumas and Troy Weaver do a great job of, they pretty good at their job. Like Joe Dumas was at the Pistons, built the Pistons, and then Troy Weaver also at the Pistons and went to the Wizards. So I feel like they did a good job with this draft class and trying to get the Pelicans back to the playoffs.
What does it mean to you, the fact that they traded up, you know, a nice asset, 10 picks to get you? What does that mean?
It means a lot to show like how much they wanted me, how much they believe in me, and I'm just ready to show them like they got that money's worth, and I'm just ready to put on for the Pelicans.
Derek, did you have a favorite player growing up, or just skills are similar to?
My favorite player was always LeBron, but I don't play like him. I always kept a ball with me and just developed. It don't matter, dribbling in the street, form shooting, whatever. I always worked on my game.
And Derek, what's the best moment for you, getting your name called tonight or hitting that game-winning shot against Colorado State?
I said this earlier, probably getting my name called, because I'm probably going to hit another game winner, but I'm never going to get my name called again.
How much have you been able to get to know Jeremiah over the past couple months?
So me and him been talking briefly. Like every time we see each other, we chop it up. On social media, we chop it up. Like every time we see each other, we always talk, always love. I feel like we definitely gonna go through a lot with rookie duties and trying to figure out New Orleans.
And just what do you think about playing next to Zion?
Great player, really great player, and hopefully I can learn a lot from him. He teach me the game and stuff, but I'm super excited to get ready to work.
Do you know much about the fans in New Orleans or much about the city?
Yeah, I'm kind of familiar. So my friend, he went to LSU and I visited a few times, but I knew New Orleans had really good food. I feel like it's similar to Baltimore because they got their own accent just like us in Baltimore. And Baltimore had really good food. And I don't know too much about it, but it kind of assimilates to Baltimore.
That was Derek Queen after getting selected by the Pelicans in the first round of the NBA draft. We're keeping an eye here on round two, which is motoring along. We'll be back with more sports talk, give you one last update before we check out. So stay tuned right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, nothing worse than losing power, folks, especially during summertime and hurricane season. That's why WWL has teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator. Offer you a chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500, total value almost $1,000. Just go to WWL.com/contest, your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on, and WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. We are getting closer to that Pels pick, Charlie, at number 40 right now. Toronto Raptors are on the clock with that 39th overall selection. We just saw Cam Jones going to the San Antonio Spurs, Chaz Lanier to the Detroit Pistons. Before that, too, Aduro Thiero from Arkansas going to the Nets, and another SEC guy, Auburn center, Jonai Broom going to Philly, like I said, with the 35th overall pick.
I'm happy for Jonai Broom, man. Like, you figured he was going to be a second-round pick. He's kind of a player from a bygone era. You know what I mean? Like, he would have been an absolute dog in, like, you know, the early 2000s. Just his old, like, think of, like, a Zach Randolph type of game. Just the old school kind of post game with someone like Jonai Broom.
But everything old is new again, so hopefully he can get some success.
Yeah, I mean, it's a second, or very early second round pick at that for a reason. So best of luck to him with the Philadelphia 76ers here.
Remind everybody, tomorrow you can hear me and Mike Dettillier over at the Manning Passing Academy. We'll be there from 4 to 8. The premier football camp in America with the first family of football, Archie Payton, Eli and Cooper. Also hear from some elite quarterbacks like Arch Manning, Garrett Nussmeier. Mark your calendar tomorrow night. Sports Talk live from the Manning Passing Academy, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. We're going to keep an eye on the second round of the draft and what's up with the Pelicans pick tonight. So stay tuned for more on WWL. We're going to go to the top of the hour news, then CBS Sports right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.